Right now, time to bring in Pat Pagano. I'm wearing my rain slicker for a little bit of a shower this morning, Pat.
Yeah, well, that's a good thing.
I know.
What are you gonna this afternoon? You'll be able to take it off.
Well, that's good. Well, that's good. I'll be in my house this. No, I won't. I've got a horrible day today. Well, not a horrible day, but I mean, I'm here. Then I go get my hair cut, and then I go see the doctor for my treatment on my knees, and then I'll be back home around I guess around 6 o'clock. So it's a long day.
Long day. I'm used to that, but anyhow, we will have showers giving way to some afternoon sun. We'll be in the mid-60s, and tonight will be partly cloudy in the mid-50s, becoming hazy and more humid on Friday in the middle 80s. Saturday, hazy, hot, and humid, 90 to 95. Hazy, humid, maybe a thunderstorm, 90 to 95 Sunday. Hot weekend. How about that?
Hot, hot, hot. And what about the start of next week?
Nope. Showers and cooler.
Dang.
Monday and Tuesday.
Dang.
That's it. So it's not... It's not a heat wave because you need to have 3 days of 90 or above for it to be a heat wave, and that will not happen.
What's the early formulation for Memorial Day weekend?
Out to lunch. Really is. Just keeps changing. Every single solitary run keeps changing. I wouldn't bet on that at all. All you could always bet on, I always tell you this with Memorial Day weekend, at least one out of the three will be pretty lousy. At least one out of the three. Maybe if we're lucky, you'll get two nice days. But we shall see. So I'm not too, I never get excited about Memorial Day weekend because 9 out of 10 times I wind up not going to the lake. So I don't get excited about it anymore.
I found out with my new air conditioners after I installed a replacement one, you don't ever have to turn them on or off. What you do is you set the temperature that you like your house to be set at, okay?
Right.
Which is, I've set it for 71 degrees, okay? I might raise it to 72, but it's set at 72. And then you set the air conditioners to idle, okay? Where they have power going to them, but they're not on. And so, automatically, when that section of the house gets above 71 or 72, they come on.
It's really pretty cool. It's like a thermostat.
Yeah, it's real nice. You don't have to come in and start it up, or else start it up and in advance on a day where it's going to be cooler in the morning and warmer in the afternoon.
Right.
So it saves energy that way.
Okay.
So now.
Well, you like that.
So now I call the company. I tell them I've packaged up the air conditioner, the one that didn't work, for return, right? And they included a packing slip. And they tell me, don't you call the shipper. We'll call the shipper. So I said, what? We'll handle it all. You just tell us when it's out on your porch, and we'll call them and tell them. So I don't have to do a thing. This company has such a good policy for making things right. I just can't believe it.
Well, that's really nice. I really think you should buy stock in this company.
If I had money, I probably would.
Yeah, I mean, you see, I've never heard you so excited about a product before.
It's very rare you get customer service when there's no telephone number. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Customer service normally stinks because they don't put a telephone number on there. So another thing. Amazon, their customer service is outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah.
Now, they may pay their their people poorly and stuff like that, but their customer service is truly outstanding. So, you know, and it's hard to get that. I mean, you get that from your local merchants. Your local merchants are great. The responses, but when you deal with things like refrigerators, rangers, things like that, and the company,
right,
they just leave you. Here's our online help section. I don't want an online help section. I want a human being.
Yep.
And preferably one that works for the company and is not hired out and is not in
the Philippines.
I don't even care if they're in the Philippines, but I want them to actually be employees of the company, not a hired out company. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, what's that noise?
Third party, right?
You hear that noise in the background?
No.
I hear a very weird noise in the background. It's probably the government listening in.
Yeah, probably.
Well, who else would it be? Who else would want to listen into our phone conversation?
President Trump.
President Trump?
Yeah. Well, ex-president Trump.
Former president. Even though there's a lot of people that still think he's president, you know.
Yeah.
They think he's the shadow president. But anyway, we won't go there. But yeah, no, it's probably the Weather Channel listening in, trying to get details from you.
Who knows? By the way, has there been an outcome with that Pennsylvania race with
not yet,
Dr. With, Oz? Not yet.
Oz, huh? Not yet. I don't think so. I think that's going to go to court. Let's see here. Let me see then. Oz in Pennsylvania, the Wizard of Oz. All we have. Why we won't know the winner of the Oz Showdown for a while. Politico. There's still thousands of votes left to be counted. Absentee ballots. Oh no. Oh no. So Oz is ahead by a very small amount right now, and of course you know who backs Oz. Mm-hmm. If the absentee ballots come in and change, oh no, here we go again.
Yeah.
If the absentee ballots come in, oh no. It's gonna be rigged. It's going to be rigged.
What a shame.
Well, oh, goodness gracious. You know, I don't know how he got to run anyways with all those hairball, harebrained schemes that he would put on TV, these medical fixes that were all proven to be false. You know what I mean? I said, but
yeah.
Yeah, well.
Well, yeah, I know. Don't ask me. I mean, I scratch my head about a lot of things. Like, you know, yesterday when I went into NIAC, the price of unleaded gas went from $4.79 over the weekend to $5.15 yesterday.
Yes.
And I shook my head. I said, this is absolutely ridiculous. And nobody could do a thing. No one could do a thing. Because they're the big giants, and of course they lost a lot of money the first year of COVID because nobody went out, nobody drove. So now's your time to make it up, and especially
the week before
Memorial Day weekend.
I can't wait to see what the prices of gas will be.
I think I'm telling you, we have to get together as a state or a nation and strike or have a moratorium on gas. And one weekend, just do not buy gas.
You know what diesel is around here? $6.25 a gallon.
Yeah, my gardener was telling me that that he's taking it on the chin because he uses diesel for his, the big power lawnmowers.
Yeah, well, how about poor truckers that go across the country? It'll cost them $1,000 to fill their tank, and how many times do they have to fill it?
Not fair.
Yeah,
it's not fair.
It's crazy. Oh, well. Yeah. Speaking about not fair, today's not fair weather-wise, but tell us about the rest of the week.
Well, it turns hazy tomorrow, mid-80s, and the weekend, pretty much summer-like. Hazy, hot, humid. Highs each day, 90 to 95.
Hazy, hot, and humid for the weekend, 90 to 95. Mm-hmm. All right. I'm looking forward to that, Pat. I hope I'm not disappointed.
You won't be.
Said with authority. Okay.
Yep. You will be.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay, Marshall. Bye-bye.
Come on. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast on Robin Hood Radio.